Blog Talk Radio.
Something is starting right now. Something is starting. Oh, wow.
My little pony.
My little pony. My little pony tail. My little pony. My little pony. My little pony tail.
Schoolhouse is our very first stop. Then let's try the ice cream shop. My little pony.
Hurry up on over.
My little pony, my little pony, my little pony tail. My little pony, my little pony, my little pony tail. My little pony tail.
Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, June 18th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host.
Tomorrow's kitten's birthday.
Yay!
Little alley cat, mother of kitten, whose birthday is tomorrow.
Hooray!
I know, I'm very excited. I always get excited about, like, Christmas and birthdays because I get to spoil my one kitten.
Well, birthday's in.
I live vicariously through her. It's wonderful. She could be 14. 14, can you believe that?
Oh my. Wow.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of hard to believe, I know. You're, what, 26?
29.
Oh. Sorry.
Don't be like my coworkers at work, okay? They all think I'm like 21. It's like, no, I'm 29.
It's the giggle. Not. It's the giggle, makes you sound younger.
Well, it's that, and I look, unlike most heavy girls, they look older. When you're heavier, you're supposed to look older. Well, me, I have the opposite effect.
No, you know, I tend to think when you're a little bit heavier, a lot of times you can look younger just because your skin is fuller on your face. But, I mean, I have some friends like that, and I just always think they have such a nice glowing face. Makes you look younger.
Aww. Well, that makes me feel better now.
See? Yeah, now you can go to bed feeling glowy and better. You can be your own nightlight tonight. There you go.
There you go. Yes, but you know, when you're going to, say, a casino, that's not always very helpful.
Being your own nightlight or trying to... Oh, don't worry. You know what? I got carded till I was 35. You know, you get used to it. What stinks is when they stop. When they stop carding you, when they stop trying to keep you from going into the casino, when they stop letting you do those things, buy alcohol, whatever, then that bothers you. Because you're like, what the heck? You saying I look old? I'm like, where's this time? I like didn't get carded. I'm like standing there waiting for her to card me. And I'm like, what do you mean you're not going to card me? Dang it. I was like 36, 37 years old, and I didn't get carded, and I was just like, I think it wrecked my day.
you know, it's just really funny. My mother laughs at me. I told you we went to the casino for her birthday, and you know, she just walks right through, and it's like me, I'm like 3 feet behind her, and I got my wallet out. I'm just waiting for the guy, you know, to ask me. It's like, oh, here you go. It's no questions. It's like, no problem. Here you go.
Yeah, well, enjoy it while it lasts. It's a compliment when they card you, you know? I'm hoping, like, when I'm, like, 80 years old, somebody just cards me for giggles, you know? Just go ahead, card me. I don't care if it's an obvious, I'm no way in heck am I 18 or 21. Just do it. Just do it to make me feel good.
Oh, I thought it was funny. My mother and I had gone out with some coworkers of mine at the time, and I got carded, of course. You know, I was I was ready for them. As I said, I'm ready for them. Like, I have the wallet out. I'm grabbing the ID already. They're not even asking yet. And I go in, and then I'm stopping and turning around. The guy's asking my mother for her ID, and she's going, look, child, I am old enough to be your mother. My mother does not mind doing that. I mean, it's just her.
Well, did you have a good time?
We had a good time.
Yeah.
We lost, but we had a good time. That's what I asked my mother, did you at least have a good time? She's like, yes. Yeah. Well,
that is
there
the point, right?
Exactly. And my mother finally came up with the, you know, she now knows the secret, you know, of the casino. You know, you got to go at night.
Yeah, okay. She's got the plan, huh? You only win money at night.
Yeah, but you know, you got to think about it. You know, they have to do something to, like, you know, rig things, you know. And they're not in it to make let other people have money. They're in it to make money themselves, so, you know.
Well, it is what it is. And this is a talk show about cute little toys for kids, and we probably shouldn't go too far into the whole gambling industry.
Yes.
As a topic. Probably, you know, we might lose a few listeners that way.
Yeah, that is very much true.
Of course, we could talk about Baby Game Time. So I guess if you are going to go to a casino, take Baby Game Time with you for good luck.
There you go.
With Lucky in the other pocket. So you got to bring Lucky and Baby Game Time, and you should be in there. Right? Right? Am I right?
Exactly.
I'm right.
Exactly. So how was your week?
How was my week? My week was good. Yeah, my week was good. I got my Mountain Boy Lightning in the mail.
Ooh.
I was very excited about that. My second Mountain Boy. Been collecting forever, and I still just now got my second Mountain Boy. And he's beautiful. He's beauteous. His bright orange self. And so I'm quite happy. That's my big splurge.
There you go.
Oh, and I got, and of course, you know, one extreme to the other, and I got Baby Surf Star, my $1.99 splurge of Baby Surf Star. So I now have every G3 that I want, with the exception of, I think, two, which is pretty much almost every G3 in existence, except for maybe a dozen. And I don't count Core 7. I just don't. I stopped counting them in 2007, so.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of gets a little tedious.
I've already got 7 versions of Sweetie Belle, and I didn't even intentionally get those, okay? It's like, I can't imagine how many there would be. Actually, I could. I could just go to the website and find out exactly how many there are. But the point is, without even trying, I have 7 of the dang things.
And
then I got a couple other small things for Kitten, but I can't talk about them because she's getting them tomorrow. I have to talk about them next week.
Ooh, yep, that is true.
What about you? Are you just saving your pennies for the fair?
I'm not saving them. I'm making the pennies, man. I decided.
What, you're counterfeiting money now? Is that what you're telling me?
No. I think I did overtime. I'm doing overtime this week. Remember when I said, you know, during, like, the weeks where I got to work on Saturday, we get a half a day on Wednesday? Well, I found out that's only during the months in which we don't get offered overtime. When we get offered overtime, it's mandatory overtime.
What?
Hey, I'm happy with it. Hey, money. Pony money. You know, the ponies are wanting me to make money. So I'm working basic.
I just never heard of mandatory overtime. Just sounds kind of funny. But, hey, I guess money's money.
Hey, you know, I'm
more to spend later.
Exactly. That's how I'm thinking about it. And I figure I did 2 extra hours. I'm going to have 4 hours tomorrow. So I'm going to have 6 hours worth of overtime this week. Yeah, I'm going to have a good pony check next week. And I took, the first Happy Meal toys that were the Ponyvilles.
Yeah? What about them?
I took Kimono with me to work. So she's watching me, you know, from the desk, watching me making sure that I'm there making pony money.
Cool.
You know, her big green eyes are just staring at me, kind of like, make money, make money.
So have you ever tried taking one of those guys off of their little bases?
Actually, no, and I've got several doubles.
You should probably try that with one of your doubles. I've always been curious. I only have one, two, I think I have three of them, because that's not one of those things I ever tried to collect. So, again, they kind of wound up in my collection through other means and, you know, prizes, whatever, and pony meets. And I've always noticed, like, well, you know, you can probably unscrew these little suckers pretty easy, but I've never attempted to do so.
Actually, if you look back on the arena, someone attempted to take them off. You not only have to unscrew them, but you do need to take an X-Acto knife and cut them off the base.
Okay. That seems a little bit redundant, but okay.
Yeah. Hasbro really wanted to make sure these suckers stayed on those things, so, you know.
Yeah, I guess you had to make sure they wouldn't be a choking hazard for kids, you know, under three.
Oh, yeah, that's too.
But that's wouldn't the screw count as a choking hazard?
From what I've read, that screw is sunk in there pretty darn well.
Yeah, I don't work in the toy departments, and you know, so I don't know what the particulars are. I just remember when Sienna was a baby, we had little choke things. They were tubes that, if it could fit into this tube, then you knew it was a choking hazard. It was this little, I don't know, 5-6 inch tube that had like a slanted, it was acrylic, and it was slanted to like mimic, I guess, the shape of the trachea, so that you knew, you know, if something went here, it could, yeah, it was our little choke tester, you know. Sorry, honey, fits in the tube, you can't have it.
And, of course, you know, if it fit in the tube, she wanted it even more.
Of course. We actually, I think she swallowed something once when we wound up taking her to the hospital to have her x-rayed to see. And I don't know if she ever actually swallowed it, but we just could never find it. Do you remember that? The dolphin? It was a little dolphin charm, like, on a necklace, and it was really cute. And then one day it was gone, and she was, like, had the necklace, like, in her mouth or something. And we're like, where's dolphin? And she's, like, you know, almost 2 years old, so she's just like, you know, blah, 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 and we're like, where is it? Oh, my gosh. And like, did you swallow this? Is it your tummy? And next thing you know, we tear in place apart, can't find it. Off to the hospital we go. Can you x-ray her? We just don't know. But, of course, it didn't have any metal on it, so it didn't show up. But I didn't.
Of course.
Yeah, and it's not one of those things you could really look for efficiently later. She was well potty trained by then, so. I had to mention, honey, if you happen to notice a dolphin later, let us know. And we never heard about a dolphin, so it's going to be our forever mystery.
Yeah, there you go. Well, see, I swallowed a penny once, so.
I think half of the population has swallowed a penny. There's probably $1 million floating around in people's intestines somewhere in the world right now.
No, I think actually I passed mine because, you know, I've had enough x-rays, they would have found it.
Yeah, I guess it would have eventually shown up. I'm really glad that kitten didn't do anything like that, because I'm such a freak of a parent that I wouldn't be able to handle it. Oh my God, a penny, she's going to die. Things go through a caustic substance in her stomach. Yeah, I'm ridiculous. I admit it.
Well, let me put it this way. I did that at my grandmother's house. Do you want what my grandmother said? I'm not sure to poop it out in a few days.
I was going to say, yeah. If you visit your grandma, I'm sure she'd be like, yeah, here, have some applesauce. Drink a little prune juice. It'll be out in no time.
Exactly. That was her solution to it.
Yeah, boy. Our topics. How much further from My Little Pony can we get? Let's try. What else could we possibly talk about that is even more remote than digesting pennies and gambling?
Yes, well, we try.
Yeah, we do.
We
try. We want to keep it interesting for everybody.
Of course, of course. You know what I got to work on this weekend? I keep putting it off. You know what I got to work on this weekend?
I can think of lots of things you got to work on, but you tell me.
I know. I got to do that pose.
Yes, because you got my email, didn't you?
Yes, I got your email.
Yes, and am I allowed to talk about it at all, or do we wait until Pony Genie decides to come back from her gambling trip?
I think I'll leave that one up to you.
Okay, thanks. And you really think I can just sit here and say, okay, no, fine, I'll wait. That's good.
Go for
it. I'm good. Yeah, I'm patient. Not.
Well, then go for it.
Well, you know, everybody knows we've been talking about the contest for our logo, and we've been talking about all of the particulars. I'm not going to ruin all the particulars. We'll talk about the special part, but I'll just apparently I got a hold of Loa and I got a hold of Peppermint Truly from the two different boards, and they both gave the go-ahead that we just have to make a nice little post through all the details, and they will sticky it in the generals for us. Yay! So we get all kinds of exposure and people involved because they're like, yay, contest. No, we'll definitely put this in general. Just, you know, because the post that we have right now is kind of all over the place, you know, and it's talking about the anniversary show, which was like a month and a half ago. So we just need to make a nice, clean, you know, with all of the definitive information kind of post, and they will sticky it for us. And, you haven't emailed me back to tell me if you agreed with any of the suggestions and stuff like that. So I can't really talk about anything else about it, can I? Other than, yes,
okay,
we're having a contest, and you need to do a logo, and we have awesome prizes lined up that Panda will or will not talk about with me later.
Okay, I agree to it.
Okay, you agreed to everything I wrote about? Like, everything was like, oh, yeah, that's great. No, that's good. That makes sense. Date, the prizes, everything.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, then I guess we can talk about it, but we'll wait for the Pony Genie for that, because I didn't send her, or did I? Did I CC her?
I don't know.
But she's been at work, so I bet you, yep, she hasn't gotten the email yet, so we'll wait for her. She doesn't know. She'll be excited about that. But we can say the deadline. The deadline is going to be Thursday, July 22nd. Because that way you get to advertise at the pony fair. And for all those people that are like, whoa, really? And they get all jazzed up from being at the pony fair, and they'll be all excited, and they'll go home and be like, I'm going to enter this contest because I'm all jazzed up from being at the pony fair.
There you go.
So,
we got to figure out how to do that too.
I'm going to talk to Sweet Tune and see if she can, what kind of, you know, leeway she has, if she can make like a little like announcement about, you know, about it, if she's allowed to do that. And if not, maybe we'll just, you know, print up some flyers, you know, just like a simple little sheet that says, okay, this is it. And hey, you know, Sweet Tune, can we put this up here by this other stuff? Yeah. I don't think that would be an issue. If nothing else, I'm sure that Joel or, the trading post or the arena tables wouldn't mind if you put the flyers on their table, because it is a contest that's being held at both boards. So,
oh yeah,
see, we got it worked. If we don't get like a big loud announcement from Summer, we got a backup.
Well, actually, I wanted to talk with them about maybe, you know, doing something up as an advertisement for the show.
I don't know if they have enough time at this point to do an advertisement, but maybe.
I meant flyer.
Who's they? You mean like for them? I don't. I don't know that they have enough time to do production for that. But you mean for them to actually hand out like with the program material or something?
No, no, no.
And talk to me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I make up the flyer,
right,
and maybe take up a very small corner of the table.
Okay.
And put them down.
Okay.
Whoever they go.
Right.
Now you get it?
Didn't I already mention that before? I talked about putting it on the training post or arenas table if we're not allowed to put it elsewhere.
I think we're both way off on what we're thinking here.
No, I'm talking about a pile of paper with information sitting on a table. Are you not talking about a pile of paper? Or are you talking about, like, a board?
No, a pile of paper.
Okay, we're both talking about paper. This is good.
Leave it to us not to know what the other one is thinking.
You know, I just can't imagine why. It's not like we're any further apart in personality or thinking processes. I mean, can't imagine why we can't figure out what the other person's thinking half the time.
Exactly.
That wasn't, like, insulting or anything, was it?
Yeah.
It's just going on. I mean, we're like, you know, yin and yang. We're oil and vinegar. We're we're both.
We're both something.
We're opposites, yet we're stuck together. We mix, yet we don't mix. We're confused,
yes,
yet we make sense. Gosh. Remember when we used to have to do the entire show, just you and me?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I do those days.
You know, I got used to the backup plan of Pony Genie. Forgot how much more was involved with only two people talking. I mean, gosh, at this rate we'll be resorted to like have to talk about ponies. Gosh. I think that's what it is. Usually by this time we'd get ready to actually get into the meat of the matter and we'd talk about ponies. But with Pony Genie around, it's like, no, let's talk about this some more. We've got plenty of time to talk about ponies.
Yes, and then it's two or three ponies later, and we've got to end the show because I've got to go to work in the morning.
Yep. Yep, and let's see. So, let's see, what else is going on? You know,
the other thing?
Check. Go ahead. No, please talk. Oh, please talk.
No, but the other thing I need to work on is, remember when I said, like, I think last month, I came up with this brilliant idea of pony coasters?
No, I do not remember that brilliant idea.
Well, it was after one of the swaps because the one thing that's been becoming very consistent is every swap box I have a coaster in it.
Oh, wait, coasters, yeah. Oh, hey, what is today's date? 18th, right?
Yes.
Oh, I can say one thing I got day after, but go ahead. Pony coasters. So how is the pony coaster thing coming along? Coasters. I thought you said poster, like something to hang on the wall.
Coasters.
You're talking about coasters for, like, your drink. Yeah, another thing that goes really great together. Coasters and ponies.
I've actually got to start working on those because I haven't even gotten one set done yet.
You're not going to have a table at the fair or anything. You're just going to walk around and enjoy the festivities?
Yeah. There was nothing really for me to get a table for, unfortunately.
What are you talking about? You need a table just to advertise My Little Pony Talk Show. We got to have a big old board up. What do they call those? There's a special word for those kinds of advertising boards that you set up on your thing. But, yeah, you have to have, like, a big old board and some flyers, and especially with the contest, you know, you'd be, like, advertising that.
Yes, but unfortunately, money is tight.
It's not expensive to have a table, is it?
$60.
$60? Hey, that's a mountain boy on a good day.
Exactly.
I mean, a really, really, really good day. They rarely go for that much, but you could get a fireball for that.
See, I was hoping to get a table this year, but, you know, with different finances and stuff coming up, you know, I ended up with a lot less money than I was expecting to have it by this time.
Aw. Overtime? You did say you just worked some overtime?
Yes, but I already bought my ticket.
Uh-huh, but doesn't overtime, like, mean that you still get money before you go?
Yes, that will be...
Oh, no, you bought for a table. What, you can't, like, last minute say, hey, you still got tables available?
No.
Why not?
I'd have
like
to...
Like, a card. I'm sure they got the tables there. They take a table, they put out the legs, they stick a tablecloth on it, and here you go, Pandora Rose, all yours.
Yes,
it's not like
have...
they have to, like, have these things custom made. Come on.
Yes, but I would have to pay $60, and that would mean I will have spent $80.
What, is it $20 to get in?
It's $20 to get in.
Man, that's a deal. No, I mean, seriously, $20 for the whole weekend? That's flipping awesome. I took Sienna to an otaku festival at a high school where basically it was a bunch of kids cosplaying in anime costumes, and there wasn't, like, even any kind of, like, official representation. It was just, like... probably the lamest gathering of cosplay I'd ever could imagine, and it was $20 to get in, okay? And that was for, like, 3 hours, and it was lame. Oh, gosh, it was so lame. It was embarrassing lame. But my point being, I can't believe it's only – I mean, that's awesome. That's, like, two full, fun-filled days and all kinds of stuff going on. Some of the stuff they're going to be doing at the fair this year is stuff that we did at the pony meet, the Maryland pony meet. So I know some of that stuff is fun from firsthand experience.
There you go.
So
but
that should be interesting.
But, yeah, I bought my ticket last week. So.
I'm telling you, if you really wanted that table, you could have it. But that's okay. Maybe you can... Do you have a special wish list that you're going to bring with you? Because I know I have my little wish list that's like that takes precedence over all others.
I'm gonna work on that before I go.
You mean you don't constantly revise a wish list?
Actually,
or is it just
no,
that your wish list is too big?
My wish list is basically just way too big.
Mm. Yeah, you need to prioritize. You need to prioritize. Like, I think one of the things you need to put at the very tippity top of your list is to have a complete Big Brother. You need a Big Brother with a bandana and a hat. And let me tell you, I've been seeing a whole bunch of them going for like $20 and $25, particularly Tex has been very available recently.
I know, but I must save money.
I mean when you go to the fair, nitwit.
Yes, I know. Well, see,
yeah,
that's
what you're saving the money for, right, is the fair, to spend money on
exactly.
ponies, right?
Well, then,
so,
feed myself that weekend.
And what that self this weekend?
Feed myself that weekend.
Feed yourself. You don't need to eat much. You can live off pony joy. Take a box of fruit snacks with you, pony snacks. They can sustain you through. Don't they have buffets there? You start stuffing, like, apples in your shirt and take some oranges, some bananas, a whole bunch of non-perishable items.
I have no clue what they've got there.
You know, I'm sure they got, like, probably, like, the continental breakfast thing. That is awesome. That is always a great place to snag yourself a bunch of fruit because nobody touches the fruit.
Exactly.
Get a banana, get an orange, get an apple, you're good to go. That's breakfast, lunch, and dinner right there.
Very funny.
What do you mean funny? I'm talking about survival through a pony meet. Every dollar counts.
Exactly. That's why I did 4 hours worth of overtime last week, 6 hours this week. Heck, I'm even watching how much I owe on the bills to kind of see, okay, what can I not pay, like, half of this month? Because I've already got a credit that covers the other half the bill.
I'm going to have to send you a wish list. I have a couple things I want you to look for at the fair for me. Things that not ponies, because I'm way too particular. You know, I don't expect you to be able to look over a pony with the ridiculous eye that I have. But I do need, like, some baby brother bandanas and a baby wear lion suit. So, you know, things, little accessory things like that, that I know you could, if I gave you a little list, you could find them for me, and I could PayPal you the money. You bring in your laptop, right? I could, like, PayPal you instantly.
Yeah, I'm taking my laptop.
They take PayPal at the fair, too, half the time, don't they?
I think some people do, and luckily I've got one of those PayPal, lines of credit.
Really?
Yep.
You don't even have to have money or get it taken out of your bank? You have, like, a credit line at PayPal?
Yes.
Wow. I thought I was bad. That's freaking awesome.
I was amazed.
That's
I got
awesome
it.
In so many wrong ways. Be careful with that.
Oh, trust me, I know. I'm very
yeah,
I'm
you know, and everybody's going to have new smartphones. You know, the new Apple iPhone 4 or whatever came out, and so just think, there are going to be people like you can like PayPal right there at the table. People will be whipping out their iPhones everywhere, or whatever smartphones they happen to get. My husband is very keen on getting a smartphone in our very near future. And me, I'm kind of like, I'm an old fart in the way that I'm like, I don't freaking care as long as I can call somebody on the phone. That's all I need to do.
Oh, my God, you're like my mother.
But I will admit, I'll tell you what, if we get smartphones, I'm sure as heck going to be on the sucker all the time. It's a freaking portable computer is what it is. But, I mean, gosh, yeah, and I'm looking at some of those things are really neat, the applications and all that. So I can see where it's really cool, but I'm in no rush to spend the amount of money that would go into the monthly expense of a smartphone. So we'll get them. We'll probably get them before the end of the summer, but I'm just not in a rush. But I'm sure there are plenty of people that have them at the fair. Matter of fact,
oh, yeah.
I think Kit Kat Vintage might be going. I'm trying to find out. I think she's going to the fair, and I know she has a smartphone. So if all else fails, find her, and you can use her phone to PayPal.
Well, here. How about this? We can ask her the easy way.
Please tell me she's here.
Kit Kat, if you can hear us, and if you can type, please type.
Is she not on the phone or is she on the board? Are you saying she's in chat?
She's in chat.
I'll log in. I think I'll log in. Hey, Kit Kat. Yeah, she's here to correct us on our erroneous information of last week.
Actually, no, more she's here to listen to us while she's dyeing her hair.
Well, she had sent me information about some of our errors. So, again, I'm waiting. Everything's on hold for that dang pony genie because it's like I know if we talk about it now and then she gets here, we're just going to repeat everything. And so if she doesn't get her butt off the craps table, I'm going to come get her.
Well, actually, you know, she sent me a text message from the teapot and said she was running extremely late.
Yeah, I know. I got the message, too. You can't fool me. I know what she's really up to.
Are you saying you don't believe her?
You know, that genie is always up to something. I mean, seriously, that girl has way too much fun.
Yes, well, you know, you got to have fun somehow, some way.
Well, let's see. There we go. Okay, I typed. I said hi. She's doing her hair. Ooh, she's dyeing her hair. Is she going to go blonde again? I really like blonde hair on Kit Kat. Blonde hair with dark roots. She's got to do that whole maybe the darker hair underneath and then the blonde hair on the top. You know what I'm talking about? Like the darker roots.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of which famous person, some rocker that did that. But it looks really good. It's totally a Kit Kat thing. It would look good on her.
It was Madonna.
No, no, not Madonna. I'm thinking straight hair. I'm not thinking not Madonna. No, no, no. I'm thinking like Berlin or something goofy like that. A freaking... It might have been Berlin. Way back in the day. Anyway, that's what I think she's doing. I think she's either that or it's going purple.
She's prepping for the pony meet. Her pony
hey, she'll do it bright pink. No, it's a little early to dye for the pony meet. No, all that stuff would wash out. You see, the thing with the bright, bold colors, when you have to strip your hair, unless you already have blonde hair, you have to strip your hair to, like, the lightest color you can get it, and then put in the color, you know, whether it's, like, the fire engine red or the purple passion or whatever crazy bright color, the cobalt blue. And it looks great, but the thing is now that you've opened your follicle, all the color falls out too quickly. So you're having to do it like every week or every 10 days, every 2 weeks maybe. No, she wouldn't be doing it for the pony meet just yet. Unless she's trying to get like the slightly grown out look, but she wouldn't be doing a color. I think she's going blonde. Just have to wait for her to eventually. She's like probably, she can't type. She's probably got like those funky little gloves on her hands, you know, that like, come on the paper or whatever, the little peel them off the paper, you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever dyed your hair? And she probably got ammonia and whatever crazy stuff going on, and she can't do anything. She's upside down, and she's going, yes, dang it, I'm dyeing my hair blonde. Leave me alone. And I can't get to the thing to type and say, yes, it's blonde, okay, fine, you caught me. Shut up about the blonde already. Talk about ponies.
Speaking of ponies, hey, can you help me out here?
Sure.
Confetti symbol. Is it purple and teal, or is it maroon and teal?
Which symbol?
Confetti.
Confetti. It is a magenta and aqua. Actually, I'll go look at it very closely in person. Which means, you know what? Together now. We'll have to do that again for the pony genie. I just feel so bad.
Oh, yeah.
And before I let me come back out here for a moment and say hello to Kitten. Hey, Kitten. We're doing the show in the room next door. Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Kitten's bummed. Today was the last day of eighth grade, and she's going to high school next year, but, you know, some of the kids are going to different high schools, so it was a cry fest all day.
Of course.
Yeah, I feel pretty bad for her about it. What did I come up here for? Oh, yes, confetti. Okay, let's have a look. See. I'm going to spin my favorite shelf. Oh, God. I love that shelf. Yeah, okay. Let's take a look at you. Looks like... It looks like a purple and green, but kind of leaning towards a magenta and aqua or teal, magenta and teal. If I mean, if you want to have like a perfect, exact color, it looks very purpley, magenta-y, green, teal-y color.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, that helps.
Kitten is calling. Yes, sweetie. In my room. Let me guess. You want me to get it for you? You, the child that still has not put away her laundry that has been sitting up here for 2 days, folded, so nice and neat, not 10 feet away from your dresser. Okay. Yep, she's a teenager.
Yep, it started. So,
there
yeah,
you
but
go. Oh, is this the wrong charge? They can work for both, right?
I need to evolve my electric.
You need to hold on to this while I climb under your bed to plug this in for you.
Are we going under the bed now?
We're going under the bed. Can I have some under the bed music, please?
I don't think we got that.
Oh, just play the Sea Pony song again.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
I'm under the bed. Everybody, deep breath. Don't take deep breaths under the bed. Okay. I'm coming out from under the bed. Play the Sea Pony song backwards. Game over.
Oh,
now that
God.
I freaking plugged it in for you, it's game over.
Okay, I
didn't
like
all right.
Okay.
What? I don't freaking know. You got a bajillion of them. This, Sienna. Is it the Pokemon pinball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got that last year, I think. I had it years ago, and then I sold it, and of course I had to buy it back. Well, actually, because I bought that used, the person I bought that I got it from is the one that got, like, most of them. I only got, like, half of those. This water, how old is it? It's not a year old. Maybe a month.
Yeah, I don't like the perfect.
Are you kidding me, Sienna? I'm doing a show. I am not going to cater to you. I'm not going all the way downstairs to get your yearbook now. I already went under your bed, got out your water, got the charger for you. This? The new one? What are you talking about? The new one. It's right there. Next to you, isn't it? That it? Sienna, careful. You're about to pull the plug out of the wall. Yeah, you are, because it's wrapped up in the blanket.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Please stand by while I deal with my teenager. Honey, kind of doing a show right now, so you're going to have to
okay.
find it, and then, oh, yeah, great. Cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a pose. That is wrong. Thanks for sharing.
Sorry.
Okay. So, let me go back in. What did you want to know confetti's symbol colors so precisely for?
Why? Because remember I said those pony coasters, some of them are going to be like the simple symbols like cotton candy and confetti.
Right. So you just need to know the exact color.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would say she's, I mean, something that's in the area of magenta and like a teal green would be perfecto.
Well, try to find teal green. Sorry, I keep yawning.
If it's, yeah, you know, if not just a nice green should do it. You know, it's not like an emerald, you know, forest green or something like that.
Right.
It's perfect. I think tropical. Think those like nice tropical colors, like how her hair is and stuff. You know, if you can't get it to be perfectly teal, then just try to get a green that lime green might even work better. I don't know. Maybe not.
Ooh.
Anyway. Oh shoot. Okay, I'm gonna go to.
Where are you gonna go to?
I'm on the laptop that I don't know how to work.
Well, bothers and boggers and several other words.
So I'm trying to get to Blog Talk Radio so that I can log in and talk to Kit Kat. Has she said anything yet?
Nope. I think she's still dying.
Well, shoot, I would have thought it was in her hair by now.
I could have thought so, too. But you know,
we will be getting to Peruvian ponies today. Eventually, we are waiting for the pony genie to strike it rich.
Well, I was going to ask, did you want to wait for her or just start? Or
we may as well wait for at least for a few more minutes because I'm still trying to figure out how to get into what I need to get into. So, settings.
Hmm. Oh, see, this is why we need the pony genie, because, you know, I'm just yawning all the time.
What? I'm boring? I'm boring you? I don't talk enough? I'm trying to give you an opportunity to talk. You complain that you never get to talk. Now I'm giving you a chance to talk, and you yawn. There is no making you happy. That's it. I'm just going to talk. I'm going to start talking right now, and you are not going to get to talk at all. You're going to wonder why the heck I'm not shutting up. I'm not shutting up because you won't talk.
I'm not saying you're boring. Trust me, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're saying, yeah, you're missing the pony genie. Here you are, you're yawning. You're saying, I'm boring. I'm not enough for you anymore. That's what you're saying. Me, your savior, is suddenly not good enough.
No, you're still good enough. I'm just tired.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's not you. It's me. I've had a long day at work, and I'm tired. I'm sorry. I'm going to roll over and go to sleep now. Thank you for the wonderful dinner you made. No, it was really great, honey. Seriously. Oh, I just wasn't hungry.
What can I say? It's been one of those weeks.
We have a guest.
Yes, we do.
We have two people in the chat board. Oh, my gosh. This is like, this is action. We haven't had this action, like, in a couple months.
Yes, I'm
I wonder if it's, like, somebody from Peru.
No, it's from the United States.
Hey, what kind of information you got on that switchboard?
No, if you take your mouse and you run it over the little icons next to the names, it'll tell you their IP address, and in the case of the guest and myself, it tells you that they are in the U.S.
Guest, private, whisper, ignore, BTR profile? What the heck are you talking about? Poor guest. I wonder if, like, guest is actually, like, anybody we know, or if they're just, like, you know, it's the chicken man, you know, or something like that. Remember I was telling you about the people that, like, actually tune into our show? I was like, are you kidding me?
I remember that. Oh, look at that. We scared him away.
I'm sorry, chicken man. My bad.
Hold on, one
quick. Scared him away.
Hold on, one quick second. What does the dog do? Huh?
The dog, dude? That's not good.
No, especially seeing as how he's been acting rather peculiar of late. Doing things in the house he's not supposed to be doing.
Wait, guest is still there. Or is this a new guest?
Oh, this must be a new guest.
Right on.
But you know...
All right, I won't talk about the guest anymore. We don't want to scare him away.
No, we'll talk about someone else.
Okay. That sounded painful.
Okay. I've been trying to get you guys' attention for 10 minutes. I'm in the chat room. I'm bouncing off the walls, and I'm hitting one, one, one,
hey,
one.
It's
one.
Not me. It's panda. Okay, it was me 10 minutes ago. Remember, I was saying it's not. It's not.
And you guys are talking
no,
about
no, really.
Fighting, and you saying you miss me, and this and that, and I'm like, I'm here. I know what it feels
board.
Like to be a ghost now. You know, like Patrick Swayze. You know, in that movie where he's
and
dead.
In real life,
ghost?
Apparently now he's dead now too.
And he's trying to get the attention. I'm jumping around, going, I'm Henry VIII. I am.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, friends.
Panda, what she's trying to say, hon, is you need to try and occasionally look at the switchboard, especially when you're expecting a call.
I've been trying to, but then we got caught up in the other thing, so...
Oh, yeah, we got caught up in you yawning.
Sorry.
See what I have to work with when you're gone?
Hold on 1 second, ladies.
Okay.
Dang it, she's doing it again. So I wonder if she's the guest. Our whole mysterious guest that we got so excited about was probably just her.
Probably.
I'm having a wildlife emergency. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Hope the bird's okay.
And the
wildlife
tarantula.
Emergency. Hmm. Oh, wait, no, she's got more than the bird. I hope. Well, she's got... tarantulas, too, so I really hope the bird's okay.
Yeah.
She's got bird-eating tarantulas.
Oh, dear.
No, they're not bird-eating. I think this bird is big enough to eat the tarantulas.
Well, that's
don't
good.
Say that. Pony Genie is very sensitive about her eight-legged buddies.
Well, I meant if it's being attacked, you know, that's good. It can defend itself, you know.
It wouldn't be pretty for either of them.
Bird stew would be on the dinner menu, maybe?
That was the
what
scariest
was
thing. Talk
what
about
happened?
Drama. We never see them here, okay? I mean, New York is full of them, you know, when you hear horror stories. But
rat?
to have one in my apartment, no, not a rat. Not as bad as that. If it was a rat, I don't think I would have held in the screams.
Cockroach?
The size of Brooklyn.
Oh, you had a palmetto bug.
Oh, is that what they're called?
It's really
that sounds so pretty.
American cockroach. Have you seen they're like several inches big?
This thing was as long as two of your fingers.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like a palmetto bug. Or maybe a water bug. But in South Carolina, the
it wasn't
cockroach...
in the water. It was on my kitchen wall.
Yeah. Wow, so they've migrated. Now, if you've ever been to the South, hon, in South Carolina, they're called palmetto bugs, but when you look them up, like, online, it's actually an American cockroach, but they're just so flippin' huge that they had to give them a whole nother name, because otherwise you would be thoroughly disgusted at the hundreds of them that are on the outside of, like, all buildings, because these things are just, they're huge. They're just freaking huge, and they fly.
I'm trembling. They fly?
They can fly.
They can fly? Giant flying roaches? I'm never going there. Where's the South?
I was in South Carolina.
Mm.
Okay. Note to self, stay out of South Carolina.
Stay
yeah.
avoid
yeah,
South
Carolina.
Carolina
is, as a matter of fact, it's like the state insect, and I, like, kid you not. I think they even call it the Palmetto State. I mean, that's why they call them palmetto bugs, I think, because they're just so prevalent in South Carolina. Oh, and, oh, my gosh, they're horrible. They're horrible, horrible.
Oh, it wasn't very fast, thank goodness. You know, like, those little ones that you see on the street, like, they're
right,
quick.
Right, they go a million
like,
miles a minute?
Mm-hmm. This thing was slow. It was like Godzilla slow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they
so
are
I
slower.
So I snuck up to it. No, all I had to
they're
hit
fast,
it with was a flip-flop.
But they're slower than the small ones.
You know, like those little bamboo flip-flops you get for free at the manicurist? I had one of those on. So I took it off and I went, flap! And that's what you guys heard. And it just stunned it, so it fell, and then it fell behind the table as I, like, pull out the table, like, get to where it was at. And I was so scared that it was going to be alive and jump out at me, so that's why I had to put the phone down.
Yeah, that was a wildlife emergency.
I just hope it was a rogue and not part of, like, a pack. Do they travel
you know,
in packs, palmetto bugs?
They're pretty solitary, but they are roaches. They multiply. That's the reason there's hundreds of them. But then again, I'm not 100% certain that's what you had because I didn't get to see it. But if it looked exactly like a roach, but it was huge, that's what it was.
I can't even flush this thing. It would clog the toilet. It's huge.
Maybe it was something else. I mean, gosh, I don't know. That's one of the things I never took a picture of. Of all the years that I lived in South Carolina, I was there for like 3 years, 3.5 years. I can't believe I never took a picture of palmetto bug. That's like one of those things. It's like you have to take a picture. Come on.
Okay, I'm feeling better now. My heart was racing there for a second. That's like, it's creepy. It's like having an intruder in your house. I mean, I was just as scared as if I had found a masked burglar in the closet or something, you know?
No, I think you would have been a little more scared if it was a masked burglar, because that person could probably do harm to you. More
right. I don't think a flip flop is going to be good defense against
that. No, I'd love to see you try that. Get away from me! What? Get away from me!
How about a flip flop with roach guts on it? Maybe that's
ew.
Better.
Ew. Maybe.
And I put
that
the flip flop back on. I should have cleaned it first. Oh, crud.
Uh-oh. Well, that's
all over the place now.
You know, that's like a new. That's a new strategy. I think.
Oh, man.
You know,
I am
don't
gonna
try
kill
fighting
track.
Them off. Don't fight off those intruders with, like, you know, scary guns or knives or calling 911. Just have, like, a handy-dandy flip-flop at the side of your bed with a giant squash bug on it.
With a big
so,
smear
don't,
of
get away
roach
from me or I'm going to hit you with this.
It's still on the floor. Down. I ran out of the kitchen in terror. I've got to go back in there and poke it some more to make sure it's really dead.
You mean you didn't dispose of it yet?
No, are you kidding? I'm scared. I ran away. I killed it and mushed it and stomped on it, and then I ran away. Okay, it's still there where I left it. It's not twitching anymore. Thank goodness.
That's good.
Ew, I got to pick this thing up. I need a shovel.
Ew.
I got to find something. Hold on. Let me go in my drawer.
I'm going to Google palmetto bug just to scare myself again.
I go in my customizing drawer. You know, we always keep rubber gloves as customizers. So I'm going to pick it up with, no, not even one glove. I'm going to put two gloves on to touch this beast.
Oh, God, they're gross.
This thing is
yep.
gnarly.
American.
Never. We have a clean house. We you know,
oh, no, it has nothing to do with the cleanliness of your house, hon. Really, it doesn't.
Ew.
Not anymore. Not in places like New York or in places like South Carolina. I mean, certainly a cleaner house, you're not going to have a total infestation, but there's no way to avoid them in those places. Okay, the American cockroach.
Oh my God.
Who's screaming?
This is disgusting.
Was that
me,
you,
I'm
Karen?
Sorry, I'm squealing because it's so gross.
Wow, that was amazing. Can we please, like, stamp that time spot? Because we got to use that for the second anniversary show.
You don't understand. I picked it up and its head was still stuck to the floor and the head almost came off.
Because she was making noises, I was like, what the heck is that noise?
It's in the garbage now. Somebody pour me a drink.
Okay, definitely, this is going on next year's anniversary show. The pony GD freaks out.
Holy cow.
If I had known you guys were going to use it for best of, I would have kept it under a minute. All good now. Okay, how do we segue from roaches to ponies?
Well, I just thought you might want to know that the American cockroach, also known as the palmetto bug or water bug, particularly in the southern United States and tropical climates, average length, 1.5 inches, average length.
Oh, this was bigger. This was the
No, this is much bigger. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen the suckers in the South. I'm like, what are they talking about? Average. They're talking about the regular thing. They're not talking about the gigantic Tyrannosaurus cockroaches that I've had to deal with.
That's what this was, Rochosaurus rex. It was as big as my thumb, as thick as my thumb.
Hey,
really?
Here's something interesting. Here's a nice tidbit. Oh, yeah. No, I know you are talking about the southern palmetto bug. Somebody brought that with them. I don't know what the heck it's doing in New York. I'm telling you, it's the land of immigrants there.
It came in from some other country. It had to.
It did. It had to have, because the palmetto bugs are just not usually there. Anyway,
here
is something interesting.
I'm leaving the bathroom window open.
Because you learn something new every day, people. You talking about how fast those little suckers are?
Learn me.
I'm learning you. Apparently, they did an experiment at UCLA because, you know, or University of California in Berkeley, because Berkeley is the place where all the important things happen, right? Where they recorded the speed of a cockroach. How fast are those little suckers? Those suckers record a speed of 3.5 miles an hour, or 50 body lengths per second, which would be comparable to a human running at 210 miles per hour.
Whew, that's fast.
That cockroach is going 210 miles per hour in his world.
Seriously. That's why I tried to hit it so quick. I stood stock still, and then I just tried to, like, fling my arm as quick as possible, you know, so that it didn't have a chance to react. I didn't even want to look at it. Maybe it's looking back at me. Ooh, I hate killing things, but, man, that was awful. He needed killing. He needed killing.
Oh, that's a hissing cockroach. Now, this one picture has an erroneous image of a hissing. Some cockroaches do, not necessarily the palmetto ones.
Ladies,
it
takes a lot to skeeze me out. Okay, you're talking to a girl that keeps, like, tarantulas as pets.
I would say, yeah, the palmetto bug is
it was loose, okay? In a cage, I can deal, but loose on my wall, running amok, no. Genie, don't play that.
Finding out about them. Like this other one's like, how to get rid of palmetto bugs. Sweep palmetto bugs out. Stepping on a palmetto bug can make a big mess. It's better to stun them with a broom and sweep them out the door, or suck them up with a vacuum cleaner. Be sure to remove the seal of the disposable vacuum cleaner as soon as possible.
I pounded the life out of it, and I stunned myself in the process. It was pure animal instinct. You should have seen me. I had the eye of the tiger while I was sneaking up on it. Okay. Now, I just hope I was alone and didn't bring a friend.
No, just, you know.
I'm cleaning this whole house tomorrow.
Well, you know, I remember when I found a palmetto bug in my cabinet, I wound up taking everything out and running it through the dishwasher. I was like,
I don't feel safe in my own home.
Hey, the nice thing, though, good thing, though, is that they're not the worst thing that you could have in your house.
Hmm.
Yeah. Fly, own water bug. Yep, they fly. Oh, the ST, look at this. This bug, in particular, cannot stand or tolerate cold conditions, but some people have reported sightings in northeast states, such as New York City.
Yikes.
Hello.
Yikes. We did have a big rat in the flower shop once, but there was nothing for it to eat, but we left a bucket of mums out overnight to, like, get them open. It ate all the tops off the mums and left
a
little trail of petals and duty. And that's how we found out where it lived. We got it out of the place.
God.
Wait.
I have a color update on Kit Kat Vintage.
What
color
is
how's the
it?
Hair coming?
Red.
Red?
Oh, she's doing it. You're really doing it, Kit Kat. All right.
Like the red, white, and blue?
Maybe. I bleached my hair for so many years that it doesn't want to take dye right. I've been trying for a dark burgundy color, but it keeps turning brown with a slight tint of red.
She just needs to throw purple in there.
Kit Kat, don't go anywhere yet. I'm gonna do a hair dye spell for you, okay? Pony Genie's got her mojo on now that the crisis is averted in the kitchen. So when you're ready, Panda, cue my sparkles. This
there
is for
go.
Kit Kat Vintage's head. I wish lots of red on her head.
We're talking about red, R-E-D, red. Gonna get red on your head.
make that dye really stick, make it stick really quick, so she can join us and talk about Peruvian ponies.
And the big faux pas. We made a big faux pas last week, people, with our Peruvian ponies. But
oh, did we do a correction?
We didn't. Well, we've been waiting for you. But before we get to corrections, I got to tell you the other thing that I got, which I'm so excited about.
I got
a complete, with all accessories, UK kitchen. Right. It's the day after the pony show. Like last
pony
week.
Joy to ya.
And I won it on eBay for like $10. It was like insanely cheap. It's like people get scared of shipping from England a lot of times, and depending on, you know, just check ahead of time, see like who you're dealing with. And it was also one of those things that was only listed like in another country. So, you know, we had to just, hey, would you sell to the United States and how much would shipping cost? And they were like, sure. And so I wound up paying like $22 total for a complete, wonderful, beautiful condition kitchen with all of the little fun accessories.
That's amazing.
So awesome.
I'd pay that for like a beat down one, you know, and you got it in great condition.
Yeah, it's not yellowed, and all the stickers and everything are in perfect shape, and all of
peeling,
its little accessories,
cracked,
nothing's broken,
needed.
And
woo,
yeah, no
obstacles.
And so now it's awesome because my setup is so sweet, and Kit Kat, well, you can appreciate this, where I have my school, now we have the kitchen next to it, so they have home ec.
I love it. Pictures, please. Pictures didn't happen.
It's awesome. I mean, they are so happy. We've got, like, all the cookery ponies, and we have all the sweetie babies and all that, like, hanging out at the kitchen. And that opens up to the right. You have, like, the whole school where you got, like, all of our like, school time and playtime buddies and all of, like, our, like, European babies. And foreign exchange students who are having tea because they're Japanese and they drink tea in Japan, you know. And, and, of course, you know, the UK people are giving them tea and they're giving them cream and sugar and they're like, what the heck is this nonsense? And yeah, well, you know, those Japanese people.
Green tea? Tea's not green unless it's gone moldy. Green tea, you
and we've got a kitten sneaking into the pony room. Hi, kitten.
Hello,
we have a kitten who's going to have a birthday in about 2 hours.
All right.
Your birthday? It's after 10. Uh-huh, in about 2 hours it will technically be the 19th, which is your birthday.
Happy birthday, Eve.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
So,
hey, Mama Cat, are you going to make your daughter a birthday thread?
No.
She's a member, isn't she? You gotta give her a birthday thread so we can all send
virtual
cupcakes. Well, she's
a member under Dutch Diary Kitten, but now she just wants to be kitten again, so she's probably going to have to recreate another.
No. You can change your name anytime. You just send an email to the admin.
Okay. Hey, speaking of emails to admin.
I
want to
change my name. Yes.
Guess what?
What?
You don't know. You didn't read your emails yet, did you?
No, I just got in, killed the giant roach, ate some sushi, and here I am.
Well, we've got everything all figured out, because for our amazing, fun, exciting My Little Pony Talk redesign our logo contest, you know, we weren't getting a whole lot of exposure. You know, Panda took a little while kind of getting the post up, and they were in, like, the artwork area, and the original post didn't have as complete of information as we really wanted, because we hadn't really had a few things figured out for sure. But now we got it all figured out, and I contacted the mods at the arena and the trading post, and they both said they will sticky our thread up in the general forums. All we have to do is make the new post with all the information, and they will sticky us because we're that important now. They're excited. It's a contest, and they will give us full exposure. And since we already have an entry, a submission, so we'll be able to kick it off with, not only will we be able to kick it off with here's all the information, but here's a submission, our first submission, and be able to have a nice post going. So,
awesome, guys. Keep sending the entry.
We won't put that in the thread. We'll, like, start it, and then we can make another, like, reply, you know what I mean? Say, okay, and here's the first entry or whatever. But, and prizes. so everybody knows. All right, we've decided that Thursday, July 22nd, would be the deadline, and the reason we chose that is because the fair, Panda's going to be able to do a little advertising for the logo contest at the fair.
So oh, great. Like, put out like all, flyers.
Right. And so if anybody's, like, all excited from, you know, all that pony energy and feels, you know, inspired to want to do a pony logo for us, they'll have a few days to get it in still. So we'll do it Thursday the 22nd. We can announce the winner on the air on the 23rd. Maybe we'll get some people listening live, like Kit Kat. And our prize, dun-dun-dun, you want to tell them what the prize is going to be for our lucky winner? Aside from all the wonderful exposure and their name being plastered everywhere and talked about here and on our iTunes and on our Facebook and on our Blogspot radio and maybe even in our signatures, what are they going to get? Tell them, Bob.
They are going to get either... Oh, let me bring it up. I was looking at the logo that we already got.
Bob's the host. It's supposed to be Tell Them, Johnny.
Oh, tell them, Johnny, what they won.
It will
Sorry,
either
Bob.
Be an MIB 2010 MLP Fair Pony, if I can map one.
That's right. My Little Pony exclusive Fair Convention 2010 pony. I totally messed that up, but you know what I mean. The green sucker with the pink flowers all over it.
She stamped MLP 2010.
Yes. So the MLP 2010 convention exclusive, that is going to be your prize. Shipped for free anywhere in the U.S. Now, in the if you're in another country, guys, we're going to have to tack on some of them shipping charges because that doubles the shipping cost on us, and we can't quite
afford
that.
I have a question. Is she going to be loose or is she going to be mint in box?
She's going to be mint in box. That's why I said in the U.S. we can manage the shipping because that'll be around $10.
Yeah.
But if we have to ship her overseas, we can give them the option of having her deboxed and we could swing it. Or if they want her still boxed, we're going to have to chip in on some of that shipping because that shipping can get a little high for overseas. And we are really not made of money, people. I know you want to think we are because our show is so successful. We don't even have any paid advertisers. But
it is a worthy prize. And we're only looking for a little picture. It doesn't have to be, you know, the size of a mural. We're looking for, what, 300 pixels?
300 by
like that?
300 by 300 pixels.
300.
That's the maximum.
I know there's talent out there. They can knock this out in 15 minutes if they put their
mind
virtual
brushes. Easily. We just got to get that word out there. We do have a backup plan, or a backup prize, I should say. Should Panda not be able to nab a lovely pony for some reason? We have a backup prize. I don't know that I want to jinx it and announce the backup prize just yet because I'm waiting for it to arrive in the mail. It was something I got two of coming.
I know. Trust me, guys. If it's that, it's worth it.
That's what it is. That's the backup. If I get it, what I may do is we will give the winner the option of either or. Because, you know, what if somebody won who already has a fair pony and doesn't need another one?
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah. Half the collectors I know are going to be at this thing, but the other half are going to be wishing they were at this thing.
Right. So, just because I'm real big into not jinxing things, I'm not going to announce that particular pony until I have her in my little paws, and then I can say, okay, she's here, and she's going to be one of the prizes. So, but it's going to be good, people. Let's just say it's coming from another country.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Speaking of other countries.
Yeah. Peru.
Let's go to one.
Oh.
Let's go to Peru.
Okay, yes.
Wait. Pony Genie.
Yes, what can Pony Genie do for you?
Do you have your laptop back again?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Go
okay.
and check your NJ email.
Okay, checking.
Scan the email. Entering the password.
Logging into email, new messages. Aha, here we are. Let's see. Ooh, pretty, pretty, pretty. Love
what,
it.
Something else? Is there another
entry? No, Panda emailed me the picture in question.
Oh, she emailed you the entry.
The entry, yes. Pretty, pretty, pretty.
I'm liking this one.
Well, it is the first one, and if that's any indication of the kind of stuff we're going to get, this is going to be an awesome contest.
Woohoo! It's already an awesome contest. Thank
you.
Yeah,
even if we only have one. It's awesome. We got what we wanted.
It is. What a treat. Oh, I like it. I like it a treat.
So we already know we won. We got what we wanted out of this. If we get, no matter what, I mean, we want more submissions. We want to have fun with it. We want to see all those awesome ideas. But already we are just really saying you guys are doing great. We really like the submissions thus far.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you bunches.
And
I like this one. It's cute.
And like I said, we'll know.
Pretty.
I'll tell you, I found out who the, it was on our Facebook. She emailed us and told us who her board name was and all that. So when we post, that's the other thing. We're going to post the entries on the thread so that everybody can see the entries that we're getting as we get them in.
Yeah, we got to show these off.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
So,
yes, I'm thinking this one's cute and adorable because it's the two colors I really like.
Well, let's not talk about it because
we can't talk about
the opportunity. Yeah, to come up with some of their ideas on their own.
Oh, yeah,
people aren't going to enter if they think that we've already made up our minds.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, we're just saying
not.
We're impressed with the very first entry is awesome already. Yeah.
And actually, if you look at it,
didn't we just say we weren't going to talk about this, Panda?
In one ear and out the other.
I'm telling you, didn't we just say? I mean, I feel like I'm talking to Kitten. Didn't I just tell you, not 2 seconds ago?
Well, then I'll email it to you guys. How's that?
Good idea.
Little Alley Cat's getting feisty. I'm being diplomatic. Panda's just Panda.
Well, what? Why should this be like any other day?
Right?
Not be like any other day. Come on.
Hey, where did we leave off?
All
was
right,
it Hella Deep?
We need to make a correction on our mess up with Peru last week.
Go
oh, yeah. We're hanging our heads in collective shame here.
Yes, we are. And, you know, at the time, I knew it didn't sound right. I was like, you know, it just don't look right to me. But I was like, whatever. So who wants to announce what our mistake was? Go for it.
You're
going
to have to
because
I have no idea what it was.
You don't know?
I'm playing along.
God. I keep trying to give you guys opportunities to talk. What's the deal?
I addressed
apparently,
the typo for Little Apple. That's the only mistake I was aware of.
Peruvian both or Peruvian posy guys does not come with that funkadelic hair. That was some child with a marker who had a little too much fun. Peruvian posy, like every other posy, has pink hair that fades to white.
Oh, and it faded to white, and the little kid decided
little
fix that.
Orange and yellow marker and said, ooh, look at the pretty colors. And, yes, it was pretty awesome. But I was, like, thinking, man, the Sunbright family did not move down there and give Peru a little hairdo session. There were no other ponies that had that kind of do going on. And I thought it was suspicious at the time because I thought it was cool. And, you know, whenever it's cool, it's suspicious automatically.
Okay, which one of us is going to write to the webmaster of this site and clue her in?
We got to write to the webmaster. We got to write a book for the webmaster, okay? Because there's all kinds of little things that we have found along the way. But you know what? It's a hard job.
This is worthy of a brief email, just to let you know.
Yeah, Peruvian.
We can knock that out really quick. I might take care of that tomorrow.
Well, why don't you feel so inclined, you should do that.
I'm the diplomatic one. I'll break the news gently.
Yeah, because you know I wouldn't. You don't want me being the person to be bearing news. I mean, it's
No. You'll get a bee in your bonnet, and it'll be like, how dare you?
You made me look like an idiot. Do you have any idea?
Broadcast that. Check your sources. I will send a nice email just letting them know.
that it was a child with very busy hands and a set of magic markers.
Okay.
Okay, so mistake cleared up. Moving onward.
And obviously you pointed out, oh, God, I can't open the water. Hold on. You know what? If you really want a new challenge, guys, try opening a bottle with your left hand if you're right-handed.
Well, she's opening a bottle. I'll just say this about, you know, giving critique to people online. Because, you know, we all do it. People post some art or some custom, and they say, tell me what you think. And maybe you do have some opinions for them. Maybe you know a way it could be a little bit better. It's important to phrase it properly because some people are sensitive, especially the artistic types.
Yeah.
So what I do is I give it what's called, you know, a critique sandwich. I pay them a compliment, give them my critique, and then I finish the sandwich with another compliment.
So in other words, you BS them, then you tell them how you really feel, and then you BS them again.
It's only BS if you don't mean the compliment. If you think,
well, you know,
purple,
sometimes
you come up with
a compliment
for everything.
Okay? It's like I really think that shade of pink is gorgeous. It makes your butt look huge, but I really think it was daring and brave of you to try something outside of your box of your comfort zone. What the heck?
That was a genuine good first attempt at a critique sandwich, little alley cat. You're learning very well.
Oh,
now,
if you could
maybe rephrase, you know, butt or something like that, you know,
I
and
did rephrase
huge.
Butt. That wasn't what I was thinking. Okay, that was the toned down version.
See, some people tend to get defensive if you try to critique them at all. Here's a case in point. I'm giving Lil Alley Cat a critique sandwich on how to critique properly, and she's biting my head off before I even get three words out of my mouth.
I'm just telling you to appreciate the fact that I already did tone it down. I mean,
it was a wonderful attempt at toning down. It really was. Keep up the good work.
Okay.
And you just end everything on a high note. And smiley faces are always important. Throw a few of them in.
Yeah.
They give you
smiley
like 82
faces.
Different kinds. The arena has one shaped like ponies that are, you know, laughing and crying and skipping and jumping. And the TP has all these crazy smileys that do everything you could possibly imagine a smiley doing.
Yeah, I love that. But, you know, those can be lovely for dripping sarcasm as well.
Okay. They make good punctuation. They're called emoticons for a reason.
Yeah, gotta love them. Yeah, okay, so why don't you guys, like, start talking about Peru? I've decided, you know what, I found that my baby Sun Sparkle on the G3 line, man, does she have a ton of plasticizer in her. She is a gooey mess.
Plasticizer?
Yes, plasticizer, that stuff that's in ponies that makes the plastic pliable and elastic. It's a chemical compound.
Baby.
That leaches out of the plastic, squishy ponies. Right, and it leaches out of the plastic over time. Some ponies are worse than others, such as G2 Hip Holly, which is just an oily, sticky mess when you get her. And some of the translucent G3 ponies I heard also suffer from it. Well, I'm just letting you know that baby Princess Sunsparkle from the castle is a gooey mess, and she needs to get a bath.
Good luck de-gooing her. I'm sure you know some tricks.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to mess up her hair or do anything like that. I'm just going to get the goo off her. But that's something you need to do, guys. A little, you know, take care of your pony tips. You need to be in there and checking up on your ponies and making sure that they're always
Yeah, check them every now and again. They might be all right when you buy them and put them in the case, but check them at least once a year because stuff changes.
Yeah. Things like this little plasticizer goo on my kid. Now, if you didn't take that off, that's the stuff that can cause pony cancer and age spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
how about those Brazilian ponies? They have sort of an oily type of texture to them on their skin, for lack of a better word, on their surface. Does that have anything to do with plasticizer? Oh, you don't have Brazils.
No, I gave mine away, remember? I used to. So I gave it away for free.
To someone who didn't deserve it.
Right, and disappeared and never spoke to me again. Yeah, that person. Anyway, I just
remember. I hope it turned into a gooey mess on them and ruined their shelf and left little slimy hoof prints.
I feel confident I will find that pony in comparable condition, because she was a pretty darn mint Brazilian. As far as
I shouldn't be spiteful, though, because that's so uncharacteristic of me. Honestly, people do come and go from our little online community, and it's always surprising to see old bees returning again. They just come back one day, and sometimes they just come to say hi, and other times they come to stay.
Sometimes, but she's not. I know enough to know that I highly doubt she'll be back. She was in it for her kids, and her kids moved on to Bratz, and when they moved on to Bratz, she moved on as well.
Wow.
Her true colors came out. She was one of those that really liked it as long as her kids liked it, and as soon as her kids, you know, had other interests, she moved along with it, you know. She was excited. She was into it, but then she changed her mind.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
In our little community, I don't know, our people, they seem to get a higher rate of weird things happening to them than most other online communities. I have seen so many people just come and go, and things go wrong, and they get weird illnesses and crazy accidents and these wild, wild stories.
Are you
if you're
going to
go, I do other things besides My Little Pony. My Little Pony is just a part of me that you guys know and love.
Yeah, but you do so much. I can't imagine you have time in your life for anything other than the parts that we know about.
I would say,
woman, do you sleep?
It used to. I do find time for that. Sometimes I sleep on the computer. Some boards are so dull, you can sleep and read them at the same time. You just
I had no
speak
idea
with your
that
eyes
we were,
open.
We were more. I don't know if you'd say interesting, but more. I could see we could be more melodramatic. Might be a good way to put it.
If you're gonna go, just go. You don't need to make a big production out of it. You know.
I think it might be just the nature of our community. Maybe we just attract people who are more open and dramatic. You know, these things are probably happening on other boards, but they don't talk about it.
I never found a reason why to justify a flounce post and I'm out of here, goodbye, kind of thing. You know.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I avoid friends discussion topics, off-topic boards and friends discussion boards, because a good 80% of the stuff that's on there is stuff I just don't want to know and I just am uncomfortable reading.
Don't you have friends? That's where you go to talk about your friends.
No, I go to private messaging
and
phone and texting to get a hold of you guys.
Talking about your friends isn't a nice thing to do. You talk to your friends on the friends discussion board or off topic.
I talk about my
friends. They call it on the arena.
I talk about how that one did this and this one did that. And
no, that's what you do for frenemies. Do you know that term?
Frenemies.
Frenemies. They're the ones that... You tell them, you say something sarcastic about their pink dress. And it sounds like a compliment, but you're doing it with one eyebrow raised.
Tempted.
With your mouth a little bit twisted as you're saying such kind things. Mm-hmm. Well, it's lovely on you, dear.
Hey, guys, do we want to do pony snacks and then kick off the good old Peruvian ponies that we never gotten to?
I thought you would never ask.
Were you hungry or were you wanting Peruvians?
No, I'm hungry for pony snacks. I'm hungry for Peruvians, too, but we'll get to them. I'll have that for dessert.
Oh, no.
My main course is going to be a packet of Technicolor Gooey Yummy.
Miss can't Vintage F, wait, how do you de-goo? I have a gooey Brazilian minty.
How do I de-goo?
Aha! Brazil! Wow. See? I was right.
Brazil! Yes, Brazil gets gooey.
You need to go to Brazil and go to their supermarket and find a de-gooer product. It must happen a lot.
Actually, no. Nail polish remover does just fine.
Would that be the acetone or the non-acetone or the little
both.
Bit
I
of
don't
acetone?
Know.
Well, there's
I find
three different
acetone
kinds.
Works better. Non-acetone is better for the plastic, so you could just try that. Because, you know, non-acetone is made for artificial nails. So, of course, it would make sense that it's, you know, better for your pony plastic. But for really stubborn stuff, I will use stuff with the acetone in it. But, like, this time around, all I did was I used a Mr. Clean to see how that would de-goo. It's got fair results, but I would say it was a little more effort. Now, Mr. Clean would work, but you got to do quite a bit of scrubbing. But all the de-gooing I've done in the past, I've used nail polish remover. And you may have to, like, do it once and then give her a good wipe down with, like, a wet paper towel. Just be careful with the symbols if you did use the nail polish remover. Be careful anyway because it's a Brazilian. And then you may have to come back and revisit in a week because plasticizer, if it's really, really gooey, you got to usually go over it a few times. Allow it to finish coming to the surface after it's been saturated and visit it again in a week. But you will get it degooed. All of my ponies that have ever been gooey have been successfully degooed.
That is great news. See, there's hope out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay,
is not a
pony snack. Look, when you guys open it, can you count how many are in the package? Because I think I got shorted.
Okay, let me put down my demolished piece of Mr. Clean. Because it got
I think there's supposed to be more than this.
Okay, well, don't tell us how many you have just yet. I'm going to get mine.
Oh, I'm not. I'm queuing up the Where the Rainbow Ends page. That's intothesea.com. I-N-T-O-T-H-E-S-E-A, intothesea.com.
Boy, baby Princess Sparkle was really gooey. She's so gooey, her hair got gooey. Like, dye the base.
Ew.
And, like, her little tutu feels a little gooey, like where it was touching her body. Wow, that's some goo. Okay, pony snacks.
Yep, count them up. I call.
Pony snack time.
Pony snack time. Pony snack time.
Got to run upstairs, bring them to kitten, fight for the greens. Pony snack time.
Yum, 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 yum.
Wish there was a way to kind of like open these up, take out the colors I want, stuff them back in, give her all the purples and orange. Yeah, I'm wrong that way. I gave birth to her. I can steal a few pony snacks. Pony snack
time. So
tomorrow's
her birthday. And then Father's Day is Sunday. It's going to be a busy house.
Okay. Alert.
I couldn't wait to start eating them, but I remembered how many they gave me.
Kitten.
I just couldn't bear looking at them on the table anymore. They were calling to me. Om nom nom.
Guys.
Nom. What?
What? Somebody hold me. Kitten.
I can't. How can I hold you?
She's going to scare me or something. I know it. I can't find her.
Uh-oh.
She's going to jump out at me and I'm going to freak.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to play the horror movie music.
Are you? Damn it.
Oh, awesome. Good one, kitten.
Here's your pony snacks.
You made your mommy say an expletive on the radio.
No, sorry. I meant, go Beavers. Damn that dam up. Damn it. Because it's overflowing with water.
At this rate, I'm
going
to have to open.
Lovely. Okay. Wow.
How many? How many?
Give me a lot.
Can I say what I got now?
Yeah.
I got 8.
Yeah, you got gypped.
I knew it.
What? You can't open the dang package? What's up? How many you got, kitten? I got 10.
Whoa.
No, just all together. I got 3 greens. I mean, I scored big with this sucker. Hear that? Or maybe I got more than usual. This does seem like an awful lot. How many did you get?
Panda, how many did you get, Panda?
I actually didn't go get a bag.
Kitten got 10.
Kitten got 10. You got 10. I got 8.
You're not going to eat them. Oh, you're just going to eat the good ones.
They're all good. They're pony flavored.
I got 5 greens, guys. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Take a picture.
Picture. Where's my cell phone?
There. Now you don't have to fight Kitten for more greens. There you go.
Kitten really doesn't like greens. She just holds them back to torture me. She's okay with them.
She's all right.
What's your favorite color, kitten? Purple. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Purplicious.
Those are good.
I meant the pony snacks.
Oh, ew, I hate the purple
Yeah, I was like, ew, what are you talking about? Not the purple. What's your favorite flavor? Aww. The little alley, that was wrong. The real little alley cat wants cuddles.
Mm.
Here, let's see if we can get her to meow. Don't pet her.
Take that vintage. If you're listening, don't rinse it yet. Leave it on as long as you can. Leave it on till it starts to feel hard. You really got to let that color just, like, burn in. You know, like on the package, it tells you 25 minutes or whatever it is. I don't bother with that. I just do it until I'm ready.
What are we doing?
Dyeing hair.
Hmm. Are we going to talk about ponies tonight? I mean, like the Peruvian ponies?
I would like to.
Me okay. Too.
I'm chewing. You start talking.
Well, I don't know where we left off. I remember we talked about Little Sprout. And then that was like the last picture on the page. Did we even cover the last two things?
Sienna, honey, show me how to pull up the other windows.
We went through the baby?
The other windows. There's other windows here. How do you pull them up? These aren't the only two pages I have up. I have, like, stuff going on.
I have it on good authority that since Peru didn't get their team into the World Cup competition this year, that a lot of Peruvians are rooting for Argentina. So I'll give a shout-out to the Argentinian team tonight in honor of our Peruvian show, which we haven't really gotten to yet, but we're just starting now.
Am I to understand that the U.S. won the world, like, won the whole kit and caboodle?
No, you heard wrong. You heard that we won, probably, but it wasn't a win. It was a tie. Only in the United States is a tie considered a win.
Yes, well.
All we right, didn't
so
lose. So we're considering that a victory.
The final game was a flipping tie?
No,
they're
going to go on for weeks.
Are they going to play off?
No, it just keeps going. There's so many more games that have to be done. U.S. don't stand a chance. It's like the
say,
same
I mean,
five teams that always win anyway.
I was like, U.S. stinks. Come on. We can't play soccer.
Well, we're good enough to get in it this year at least.
What's up?
How often do they even do World Cup? What is it, every 4 years? It's in South
person.
Africa now. It's happening in the future.
Well, honey, I'm doing the show. I got 23 minutes. Can you manage to, like, entertain the cat for 23 minutes?
Hey, Panda, are you still around?
Yes, I am.
You're so quiet, dear.
Let me tell you, Kitten is not herself tonight.
Do what I do. When there's a silence, fill it.
Okay. Did we do, I know we did Posey. Did we do Firefly?
The last one I remembered was a baby called Little Sprout, and I remember her very clearly because I thought her name was adorable.
Guys, what's the name of the website again?
intothesea.com/mylittlepony.com
I put .co.
.co. What planet is that
work
from?
Now. I just
I don't remember things
right
getting to. I don't remember getting down to the babies.
Let me look, and I'll tell you.
We did, because I talked about, you could play it back if you just got the archive there. We talked about baby algodoncito, because I was talking about the labels on the back of your T-shirt and how they're written in Spanish. And I said, oh, you know, that's the word for cotton, algodon. So algodoncito is like little cotton, literally
okay,
little
but
cotton.
Here's the thing. We have cotton.
Yeah, we have regular cotton candy, too, guys.
And we had Little Sprout, who was,
That's like blonde. Baby Blossom, but with blonde hair.
I didn't even think we got to Wendy.
We totally did. We covered all this.
No, we didn't.
Guys, I don't remember talking about Wendy.
I don't either.
I think we skipped over the rainbows for some reason, and we just went right to babies.
No.
No, I don't remember talking about Little Cotton at all. In my office, the first time I've ever seen that symbol in my life. I can guarantee you we did not talk about her last week.
I figured it out. Here's the reason why. Scroll down and you'll see why. Look at the names.
They're the same.
So that's where I got confused. I thought we were talking babies, but really we were talking about grown-ups that have the exact same markings and the exact same names.
Exactly. Not the exact same, because Little Cotton looks different.
But look at her hair. It's the same as Mama.
Look at that symbol. Wow.
So I was wrong, but you can see how I got confused.
Yeah.
We left off with Tulip with the funky hair. I guess, let's pick it up.
I don't know. Did we get to confetti? And I remember talking about Tulip.
I say just to, get some pony talk in, let's pick it up with Firefly.
I say, I don't know if we talked about Rayitos.
That's who we're going to begin with.
Yep.
Rayitos.
So, the last 20 minutes of our show, we're actually going to talk about My Little Ponies. Right on!
Woohoo!
Can we try?
Hey, nobody wants to talk about My Little Pony stuff, just not Peru. All right!
How can you not love Firefly? She's on so much merchandise, and she's so, bouncy and pink and happy and stuff. Everybody loves Firefly.
You know what? I like Firefly more than I like Pinkie Pie.
Oh,
for some reason, Firefly
yeah.
never got on my nerves the way Pinkie Pie is. And that just may be the way they marketed them in general, maybe the artwork or the persona, presentation. But Firefly never, ever crawled under my skin. As a matter of fact, none of the G1s, as many times as you saw them, I never was like, oh gosh, enough of that pony already on your merchandise.
Well, Bossa, Peru company that makes plastic. They made the ponies, and they made her look just like the Firefly we all know and love. She is pink, and she's got the blue hair and glittery pair of lightning bolts on her bum for a symbol, and she's in the leaping Pegasus pose with that slightly open mouth, which, she's either singing or talking or going, duh, I don't know, but it's kind of a silly head pose, if you ask me. I was never that fond of it. Body is darn cute, I gotta say. And she's available with, straight or curly hair, I guess, depending on who you talk to. Her Spanish name, Rayitos, which is like lightning, lightning, little lightning, lightningy. It's like a diminutive. There you go. I talked about a pony. Woohoo!
Nice, you did it. Let's move on to the next one. Confetti! Which is...
Confetti! I'm throwing some right now and making a big mess.
Now, see, this is where this is why I had to ask about confetti symbol, because on some parts of state it says it's purple and teal, and you said it's more magenta and teal.
It's all the same family.
Doesn't it, kind of fade or something? I mean, purple and magenta isn't a big, kind of stretch.
Well, I think it's just the way the glitter, depending on which side of the glitter. I mean, come on, glitter is two-sided. I think it's both. Because it's not like it's a solid magenta, I mean, I'm looking at it, and there's, these little bits of color that make up the color that you generally see. And, again, it's... You can sit, look at it. Some person would say that's purple. Somebody else sitting right next to me is going to say it's magenta. It's really,
I'd call it pink and green just because it's an easy way to describe it.
Yep.
Is it more purpley? Is it magenta? Or is it just plain old pink? It's definitely on the darker end of the pink scale.
Yeah. Yeah, as I said, if you want to be really extremely, color accurate, with the light I'm looking at, I would say magenta and teal, but again, lighting, amount of glitter, person's perception.
Yeah, there's so many variables, but I understand the interest. In our community, when it comes to collecting these things, we're all about color. We really are. That's what makes ponies so special. They come in colors.
Well, yeah, there's baby Princess Sparkle. I mean, she's got the purple and she's got the magenta, and people will collect both because they've got to have both outline colors, and they're distinctly two colors. Even though purple and magenta are not so far away from each other on the color wheel that I think it makes much of a difference, there are people that do.
that's where fandom and personality cults come into play. If you're like a huge Princess Sparkle fan, yes, you would have to have both versions of her because you just can't get enough of her. She's a favorite. When it's a favorite, you want every possible version there is of her.
Yep, and that's why you have all these wonderful Peruvians to add to your Firefly army.
Seriously, collectors, when you get to that stage where you're just like you think you have every pony there is, start looking outside your immediate general release for your country because there's a whole world of different funky color variants out there. Just listen to a few of our back episodes and you'll hear all the different variations that we've done of, well, which pony has the most variations?
I don't know. Color-wise. Have we even determined that?
I'd say it's the rainbow family, really. All the ones with the rainbow hair. They make them with orange bodies and white bodies and yellow and green and pink and blue. And, you know, I'd say Europe really went nuts, too, like Italy. You could just take a pony to, like, so many different color levels. It's crazy. But, yeah, wrapping up with Confetti, she in Peru, she looks pretty much like what we're used to. She's got real nice hair. She's in the same pose that you know, like that walking pose. Sorry, UK people. No shy pose. It's in the walking
pose. I really like Confetti. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Kitty. I'm sorry I started.
I'll tell you, Confetti's one of the ponies that I remember. She's responsible for making me like My Little Pony. She was one of the first ponies I ever saw.
She's simple and sweet, and she's just definitely one of those ponies that, for all of her simplicity, just something about her is really just alluring.
She's colorful. You know, the pretty colors against that, you know, vanilla body. It's just... Yeah, she, you know, Posey's pose is such a nice pose anyway, you know.
Yeah, it is a nice
like
pose.
Like running, it's very horse-like,
it's
you know.
Elegant.
It is. She's nice and streamlined, she's facing forward, and she's a good pony you can play with, too, you know, the pose-wise, you know, you could do a lot with her. She could sit at a table, she can run, she can, you know, pretty much
she
do
trots
anything
really well. You just kind of, like, make her kind of do the little hops and stuff, or...
Right, you sort of bend her back so that that back leg touches the ground, and then you move forward so that forward hoof touches the ground, and she does sort of do, like, a little galloping thing.
Oh, yeah.
Very,
I mean, come
very
on. Who hasn't taken
with?
Their pony and made it make it dance across somebody's, you know, arm or something like that? You know?
And if you say you haven't, I'll call you a big, fat, stinky poo liar. Because we've all done it.
Yeah, particularly to our significant others. Look at this pony I got. Oh, you know what? I think it's cute. Look here. It's dancing up your arm.
It's also one of those poses where the hooves tend to get squished together and they don't stand up well on their own. If you've ever had a tipsy-turvy confetti pose,
she's
the way
not,
to fix
that pose
is,
isn't as bad as some of the others, though.
Oh, no, there are worse ones, which we won't go into,
problems.
But if you have, like, a tipsy confetti, just straighten her legs out by jamming something inside in between her legs.
Like
a
pencil,
thick,
like a really
pen
thick
or
pencil
something.
Wrapped up with some paper towel or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like a Sharpie marker wrapped up in paper towels
Mm-mm.
will work a treat.
No, you don't want to encourage people to use Sharpie markers for anything near a pony. Okay?
Oh, I went
somebody
there.
Somebody will screw that up.
Oh, I did. I said that.
Okay.
Put
that
the cap
wrong.
On
that
the pen
wrong,
before
wrong.
You
next
do
thing,
it.
Next thing would be is like take your big long scissors and put them between the legs there. Make sure you have it situated right by the tail.
The proper way to curl the hair, you take a razor blade and wrap the hair around it. No, I wouldn't take it that far. But that's what
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, the Sharpie
hey,
is
I have it's just the right thickness, if you will. The other thing I've used is the remote control, but then I have to take the pony off the remote control when it's time to watch telly, which, you know, well, that's a problem in itself.
Right. Yeah, there's been all kinds of creative ways to take care of that pose. I do have a Sunny Bunch that has things wedged between her legs right now.
Even if you have a curtain rod, you know, just like jam her on a curtain rod, but make sure that the drapes are pulled, because otherwise you'll end up with one half bleach side pony and one normal colored pony after a while.
Just got to remember to rotate. You got to remember to turn. Just like
rotate.
Sunbathing yourself.
Exactly. Every 15 minutes.
Ding! Did you use a timer when you did that when you were a kid?
Oh,
I had a
no.
friend that actually brought a kitchen timer.
I never tanned. I'm a dark dweller. But no, I think my friends that did tan, they would go by the radio. They'd play like so many songs on the radio, and then they'd be like, oh, okay, time to flip. It's been that many songs.
Wow. Okay, back to Peru. We've covered two, that's right, two ponies tonight, guys.
Yay!
Yes,
that was embarrassing. We know we did have a lot of other stuff to kind of catch up on, and Pony Jeannie was finishing up her day at the casinos. How'd you do at the casinos, Pony Jeannie?
Oh, it was a big win. I played lots of skee ball.
I am
only 5,000 points away from getting that toaster.
I gotta say though, skee ball is my all-time favorite boardwalk game. Carnival game, whatever. That and the one to shoot the star out with the BB gun.
I get on a roll and I'm just like, yeah, 50 points, 50 points, 50 points.
Yeah, it's awesome. We got to get together and do us some skee ball tournament stuff, you know?
Oh, yes, we will. Oh, yes, we shall. First, I got to get a weekend off, but then we shall.
Yes, it's on.
Any chance of you guys coming down up for like a Friday, Saturday rather than Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, we could probably manage it.
All right, well, we'll work it out.
We could, if it was just us, I could probably do a midweek as well. I mean, as long as...
Oh,
good
to know, good to know. At the moment, my only full day off is Mondays.
Yeah, it's for us, it's a matter of arranging a couple other things to line up. But
I technically have Saturdays
really
off, but it's like I'm on call for Saturdays. I might get called to work Saturday, and if something comes up, like an event, then I got
to
do it.
Can you take us with you? Can you, like, bring your friends to work day?
Yes, put you to work. I do it all the time. Ask anybody who's
me?
Been friends with
I mean,
me.
No,
they
wait,
collect
I would
flowers.
Totally be down with that. I would totally go to the flower shop and go to work.
Well, that's what I do best. I'm a boss, so I'm very good at giving people jobs.
Kitten would have fun with that.
Oh, Kitten, I think, would have a blast. It's actually quite nice to work in a flower shop.
I
don't think I could deal with a normal kind of job, you know. I have to do something that's creative and keeps your whole body busy, you know. With flowers,
how could you
your
not
brain
be,
and your hands.
How could you not be perky and happy working at a flower shop? I mean, that's just not a place that really is a dismal, dreary, going back to work kind of place. I mean, come on, you're dealing with beautiful flowers all day and people who are getting flowers most of the time for good reasons. You know, occasionally you get the, you know, yeah, you got to get well and condolences flowers. But for the most part, flowers are a very positive thing. You know,
they are a positive thing
stuff.
Because the flowers represent people's emotions. And my job is to put people's feelings into something tangible and sniffable and pretty. So that's what I do. Sometimes it's hard to find the right words. So that's why they say it with flowers.
Oh, yes. Wow. That was beautiful.
Yeah, this message
really?
Was brought to you by the Florist Society of America.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, somebody really takes their job seriously. No, kidding. It's okay. That was awesome, really.
As I wipe
I'm never going to look at a, I'm never
so
going to look at a bouquet at the Harris Teeter the same way again.
Okay, speaking of flowers, which reminds me of My Little Ponies, let's see, where did we leave off? Please let
Are we
going to
talk about ponies
pony.
More? Isn't it like 11 o'clock? Didn't we like run out of
come on, come on.
Time?
Can't we do just one? Just one more, please? One more?
One more. All right, one more. This one I really like as well, I have to agree. It's an awesome pony.
It's Miss Estrella.
Star?
Huh?
Who is a version of Glory, and unfortunately, we don't have a picture.
I thought that we were going to do somebody else. Am I not in the right order?
No, I think you are in the right order, but what you're doing is you're skipping over two that
yeah.
don't have photos. I think I know who you want to talk about. Her name is...
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we didn't get to her because there's like two directly above her that don't have photos, so that's where Panda went.
Okay, I see. All right. Well,
yeah,
does Kit Kat have them? Did anybody go to Kit Kat's site to see if she has said ponies with no... that are not represented on this
Hey,
site,
give her a knock-knock in the chat room. Hey, Red!
She left! She left!
That doesn't bode well. She left without telling us whether or not the die was a success.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
She's probably discovering it right now. She's probably rinsing it out and maybe looking in the mirror and getting ready to, like, take new pictures and show off to everybody on the boards her new do. My spell is going to work. This is going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Next time I see her, we'll be like...
Hey, all else fails, toss in some red food coloring.
We'll be like...
Glory is in Gusty's pose and has very curly hair.
Gusty's pose. Really? Nice.
That according to our resident expert? Because my laptop died. I got to go plug it in.
And I only have the one site open, so I can't cross-check anything.
Panda,
I'll take your word for it.
Was that Kit Kat saying that? Or is that what the description says?
Yeah, source. No, that's not what the website says that I'm looking at. It just says it's
all
a version of glory.
That must be from our expert then.
Yay!
Good
to know. I like our third co-host with the most.
As we recruit more and more of our buddies.
Hey, if you're an expert on something, you know we're going to pick your brains. Because we like brains here.
And Kit Kat has such a nice brain to pick.
We like your brain, KKB.
She's so approachable and pickable.
But isn't that great, though? I mean, Gusty's pose. It's like the best unicorn pose there is.
Yes, it is an awesome pose. It works very well for me. I'm quite happy with it, yep.
So feminine. Sweet.
Right,
well, that's it. See, I told you we could do one more before the show ended. We did it. Good going, ladies. We rock.
Yes,
what
we talked about three ponies tonight and one correction. Boy, we are pitiful.
What did you guys talk about for the first half hour? I missed it. Did you talk about ponies at a wall?
I got Lightning. I got my Mountain Boy Lightning in the mail this week. We talked about him.
Hooray!
And,
woo! Boy power.
We talked a little bit about what we couldn't talk about until you got here. So we were kind of like,
okay.
We can talk about that. You're not here yet. Oh, well, we're going to talk about this. Well, she's not here yet. And we talked about Amy and her mom doing the birthday thing last week, and her overtime, and we talked about going to the fair and money and things that we could do for advertising the contest, the logo.
Shop talk.
And I gave her tips on how to eat frugally by taking a banana, orange, and apple from the Continental Breakfast, and there you got breakfast, lunch, and dinner, more money for ponies.
Good idea. Well, you know what? I have to play this show back tomorrow. I am going to download it off iTunes, and I'm going to play the whole thing so that I can hear what I missed, because it sounds like it was, you know, definitely not a show to be missed.
Right. So, Panda.
And you can, too.
Oh, Last Unicorn. Is this on TV?
What channel?
Kitten. What channel is this on?
Is it on Fox Family?
You did not fall asleep The Last Unicorn already. Come on, help me out. Come on. Where's the remote? I gotta let everybody know. Last Unicorn is on right now, people. You put it on?
Tease.
Oh, never mind.
What channel?
It's on Little Alley Cat channel, apparently.
Ow.
How'd you put it on? Oh, you're playing it in the PlayStation?
I didn't even know you could do that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, your PlayStation is an awesome multifunctional. We have a DVD player, but Tomcat one day put the DVD remote on top of our kerosene heaters. It was like years ago, right? And he forgot about it, and he turned the kerosene on, so we had like this huge melting mass on top of the kerosene heater, and we could no longer use our DVD player because the remote, you know, was toast, and you couldn't really function, operate it from the DVD player.
Tomcat. Jeez,
I know,
never.
And so we found out that you could play it on PlayStation, so you use the PlayStation remote to navigate.
Oh, okay. Something good came out of Tomcat's blonde moment. That's
right. And
right,
now we have a remote for the DVD player, but apparently she's so used to using the PlayStation to do it that she just used that instead of the DVD player.
Trax almost set our kitchen on fire yesterday.
Awesome.
Oh, dear.
He was cooking, and you know, like when you take the lid off a pot and you turn the pot lid upside down and you sort of lay it on the stove? Well, he kind of laid it too close to the flame, and it got, like, singed, and it was, like, burning, but it was burning so small he didn't notice it, and he put the lid back, and he took the burning, subtly burning pot holder and threw it on the pile with the other pot holders. And then he sat down and watched a movie on the internet. And the fire grew behind him until it got really big and smelly. So he turned around, and there was a fire.
Nice.
So hooray for blonde moments. I'm getting a whole new set of dish towels out of this.
You know,
we needed them
anyway.
Gotta love our boys. Well, on that note, next week, Peru, again, guys?
Yeah. Again, for what, the fourth week in a row?
Epic.
I mean, seriously, we've done like two or three ponies a week. This is so bad. Next week we should all be on time, and that way we'll be able to like maybe start talking about ponies by, say, I don't know, 10 o'clock, get a good solid hour in. I mean, I can hope, right? I can dream.
You can dream. Sounds good to me. It's event season, so I'm not making any promises. I'll try.
Hey, you do have to...
Well, we can always start without the pony genie.
Sure, you could save your brags for the end of the show.
There you go.
You want us to talk about ponies without you, pony genie?
I don't want it, but I don't want to hold up the show, too, you know?
Oh, we'll figure it out next week,
yeah,
see how we feel
idea.
About it. Maybe we'll take brags afterwards.
Of course, you know,
Hey, that would be really switching things up. Talk about the ponies first and then get to the brags and the chit-chat. Wow, that's an idea. Maybe we should try it. Hey, we need to make, who's going to do it? Panda, are you going to reconstruct the logo post so that we can get one up for Sticky for our boards?
Yes, I'll get that up, done this
weekend. Because Karen also had done some posting, I think, so I didn't know who was going to reconstruct.
I did some posting. At the moment, I have the show bumping and rewriting and stuff on the bottom of my do list because I haven't been online in 3 days.
Before you post it, why don't you run it by us so that we can both check and make sure nothing was forgotten? And get it worded, you know, just right and get all that punctuation going so we can make it a really nice, spiffy, very complete thread because we don't want to go in and have you editing it 5 times, you know, oh, but you forgot to say this,
sounds
and
good.
Oh, what about that, and all that. So let's get a nice post going and get that thing up by tomorrow or Sunday. How's that sound? Can you do
Sunday.
It that fast?
Sunday.
Sunday. Okay, we
Sunday,
can give you
Sunday.
Sunday,
Sunday. Remember the guy from Raceway Park?
Well, we've got Loa and Pep are eagerly
they're
awaiting
on board?
The post.
All right.
They're on board. They've already given the go-ahead and said, you know, go ahead and make that post, and we will sticky it.
It is
we've
good
got
to have friends
in
high places.
I'm telling you. See,
well,
I
all that's
nice.
Missing is you guys, you listeners, to send
that's
in your
right.
entries.
I think this is going to do a lot, you know, get a lot of exposure out there for us. And you know what? If nothing else, we're going to see some awesome artwork. We'll feel
and,
a lot.
You know, our show is really on the map. I mean, our little show here, we've done, like, how many episodes now? Like 40?
Several.
More?
50?
I mean, we're established. Totally. A lot.
We got a couple hundred listeners, you know, I'd say, between the downloads and all the iTunes listeners, you know.
And it's getting bigger every month.
Okay. Yeah, you look back at the first initial shows, those numbers keep going up as people are going through the archives. So
they like what they're hearing, apparently. Well, thank you, everybody.
That's
thank
before they
you.
Got to the last couple months where we almost stopped talking about ponies in each show.
That's
like, as these shows go on. So we still talk about
it. It won't continue in this pattern. Anybody who wants us to just, like, shut the heck up and talk ponies, let me tell you what's going on. It's directly correlated to the amount of these ponies that are in our collection. Since none of us have Peruvian ponies, it's a little harder than talking about, say, UK ponies, US
mm-hmm.
ponies, French ponies, Italy ponies, something that's a little bit more common. When
right.
we get off
but,
to these
know,
far-flung exotic areas,
you get
it's a little
when
tougher.
It's an, something we all know about, and we're like, yeah, we're in the UK, and oh, I love this set, and let's get into those ponies and talk about it, because I can talk about this, and we can do that, and
yeah.
You know, I think it's a lot more personal identification with it.
We did 6 shows in the UK because we have UK ponies, and we were talking ponies almost the whole show for like
there was a holiday
in between. It was a lot of pony talk flying. So there will be pony talk again. I'm looking into the future. Pony Genie has her crystal ball. There are other countries coming up very soon, very soon.
Yeah, and a lot of those other countries I'm much more familiar with than some of these
that we're all more familiar with.
Right. So not only that, we got to get our groove back on. We've been missing a few weeks. We've got pony meets. We've got pony fairs. We've got, you know, birthdays and all this stuff kind of like breaking our stride up a little bit. So,
We try to make it entertaining along the way.
Yeah. We talk about bodily functions and whatnot. That was the other thing. Yeah, we were talking about gambling and what was the other weird, inappropriate, strange segue we had going on there in the beginning, Amy?
I don't remember.
It
in the future,
really
I want a text message letting me know where Pony Genie is.
Gambling, getting carded. That was another one. Talking about getting carded and aging. Oh, yeah, and how people who are overweight glow.
Oh, my.
And they look younger because their skin is healthier and more hydrated and puffed out, and they're their own nightlight. This is coming not in any kind of derogatory sense, but rather from personal knowledge bases.
Hey, Little Ellie Cat, if you want to call me after the show, I'm up. Trax is out watching Danzig, and I could have been there, too.
I can't believe you gave up Danzig for us. You're crazy.
I gave up Danzig for you guys. That's how much I loved you.
Wow.
Danzig with Doyle playing Misfits.
Wow. I mean, gosh, you're playing Misfits. Oh, God. You saw that I had Misfits on my little denim jacket thingy, right?
Why do you think I mentioned it?
I was wondering. Yeah, duh. But yeah, I can't believe you didn't. Oh, man. I love you, man. You're awesome.
Well, I love you's back. And it's all about, you know, I mean, shows come around every now and then, and plus Trax went, and he's going to take pictures and let me know how it was, and maybe I'll be able to watch it on YouTube later. You know, everybody brings cameras to shows nowadays.
That's true.
It's
and
not like the old
smell
days.
Them. You don't have to smell all that. So, you know, it's a bonus. It's a win-win. Because you know what? People that go to those shows, they don't always bathe.
Well, let's just say that their right guard wears off after, like, the second or third song.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're bouncing into everybody and spreading all that un-right-guarded stuff.
Oh, yes. It's an easy way to get smelly is just go anywhere near the pit in the front of a show.
Yeah. That's good times.
That's an aroma that doesn't stay contained. Oh, yeah. Hey, what?
Can we end this?
Oh, yeah, because Amy has no idea what we're talking about anymore.
Call me after the show.
We should say Pony bye-bye. She's got to get up early. I'm going to go check out what's going on here with Kitten, and maybe I'll give you a buzz in a little bit. We'll see. I'd love to talk to you, but
Pony
I've got to make sure my kid is, you know, she might need
Pony
me,
bye-byes
so.
Make me so sad.
I know. What are you doing tomorrow, Karen? You working?
In the morning. I'll be free after, like, noon.
Okay. Well, maybe. All right. Pony bye-byes.
Pony bye-byes. Till next week.
This is Game on All, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Silence. At last. Well, till next week. Bye.